chapter 10, Mishnah 7, Ben Tisha Shana V'yom Echad, it's the same. You'll see the next three or four Mishnahs, all the continuation of this case. So this nine-year-old and one-day-old child, that he has relations with the Yavama, and then one of the brothers has relations with her afterwards. And this brother, even Shehu Ben Tisha Shana V'yom Echad, even if this brother is also 9 days, 9 years and 1 day. See that? The brother is also 9 years and 1 day. Pasul al yador. So because they both had relations with her now, she is forbidden from all of them. She's forbidden from all of them. And Rabbi Shimon Omer lo pasul. He disagrees, Rabbi Shimon. He says that that she's not ineligible. And the Kati brings the reason of Rabbi Shimon, because he doesn't hold that it's a rabbinically significant act. He says that a nine-year-old and 1 day is a doubtful act. We're not sure if it's a valid act or not. So if the first nine-year-old and 1 day was a valid act, right, then the second one, then he's fully married to that one, and the second one's act was nothing. And if it's an invalid act, then they're both invalid acts. But either way, according to Rabbi Shimon, it comes out she's fine, because either it's a completely valid act or a completely invalid act. Not like the rabbis who give it halachic significance, but only according to the Rabbonin.
If the first one was a valid act, the second one would be adultery.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it wouldn't forbid... Yeah, you're right. It would be adultery. It would be.